Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line, we welcome back Jonathan Feldstein, the founder of Genesis 123 Foundation. Jonathan, good afternoon to you, and thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
My pleasure, Mike. It's good to be with you.
No, great to have you back on the Afternoon Overdrive, Jonathan, and thank you for taking the time to join us just to unpack your experience. I'm going to throw in a quick question there as to how long you were away, but we're looking at the trauma and the observations of returning to Israel during this time of this horrific war taking place there at the moment. So, Jonathan, take us through what profound experiences you've encountered since returning to Israel.
Yeah, so I came home about 10 days ago after 4 weeks on the road promoting the new book, Israel the Miracle, that we recently put out, including a few South African representatives. And it was actually very hard to be away from home in general, but hard to be away during this time of trauma. And anyone who's been to Israel knows that landing in Israel, coming across the coast, or even from the mountains of Jordan, if you're coming in from the east, it's a very emotional experience. And I was experiencing that, but then as I approached the coast and began the descent, the trauma came back. And after landing, of course, I was thrilled to be home. But then just a few minutes outside the airplane, you're walking toward in the airport terminal toward the baggage claim and passport control. And there are the same 134 pictures of the same 134 hostages who were on display on the way out 4 weeks earlier. And there they still are. Nobody had been found. Nobody had been rescued. Nobody had been released. And the trauma began. I was just having lunch with a friend today who remembers my day of arrival, because there was some security incident that nobody seems to know about. But it involved snipers at the airport. And that's a very rare event. There's a lot of security, but rarely are there snipers. And this began the trauma of coming back home and reacclimating myself to physically being here during the war. But there are many levels of trauma that I wrote about in this article that I'm experiencing individually, that I see my family experiencing, and I think that we're experiencing as a nation.
Indeed. So, Jonathan, right, you've given a broad overview of what you've captivated on the ground. So are there any particular events, people, which have impacted on you? Anything in particular that really has stood out?
Well, I mean, to see the pictures of the hostages, you know, what a great sense of national solidarity that this is on the mind of everybody who comes in and out of the airport, and it has to be. The first day, October 7th, when we were awakened by the air raid sirens at 9 o'clock in the morning and literally jolted out of bed. I don't normally sleep that late,
sure,
but that happened that morning. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock that afternoon when my son came home and said he had 10 minutes to get into his uniform before he was being picked up to go down south. And we didn't even know what all was going on then. The first time he went into Gaza, when he sent a text and said, "I'm giving up my phone," which is a security precaution, but it's also a euphemism from "I'm going into Gaza." Mm-hmm. And then, of course, learning about the man in his unit who was killed. But we had many deaths and traumas around us. And when my five-year-old grandson came home from his kindergarten and had drawn a picture of his family and broke down in tears, somehow, as a five-year-old, understanding and anticipating that death is a reality in life. And I don't know how I get past that. I hope he will when he grows up. But there's, you know, there's really, honestly, I don't think there's any end to it. It's just a question of how we absorb the traumas and how we deal with them and what we make of them.
So Jonathan, just to extend the conversation further, have you interacted with more people? Have you seen a difference in behavior, in activity, in approach? You know, one always gets a vibe, a community vibe, for that one was always accustomed to, one always related to. Was there anything different, anything particular you picked up this time? And did you interact more, just, you know, to delve deeper into the subject?
I can't think I can point to any one thing that I remember specifically, but it's just that sense of communal trauma, which I didn't have while traveling. in the States, tremendous support. Yesterday, today, people ask me, well, did you experience anti-Semitism traveling in Germany and America? No, thank God I didn't, actually. Okay. I'm one of the lucky ones. Being home and being part of that, being aware that when the rockets are firing, that it's here and it's in my neighborhood. Today, there was rockets fired from Gaza again. That's very rare these days. Mm. But it's this sense of communal trauma and how we're all living. And I'll tell you this. Early in the beginning of the war, people would ask, which is very instinctive, how are you? Jonathan, how are you? Mike, how are you? It's a normal thing for us to ask one another. And sometimes we don't mean it. It's just a greeting. It's like saying hello. So I tried to learn to say, I'm not okay. I'm no worse off than most Israelis. Some days I was worse when my son was in Gaza and his life was threatened. And that's my answer, that I'm a little bit worse off. But right. We didn't have anyone in our immediate family. And it's experiencing that I'm back. And despite that, I visited with a friend from South Africa who flew home last week, and she was commenting on how safe she feels despite the trauma that we're all going through. And that's a strange paradox here today.
Indeed. Jonathan, okay, so Genesis 123 Foundation. So what is the foundation? How is it contributing to the situation? How is your organization coming into play with all this?
Thank you for asking that. So our mission is to build bridges between Jews and Christians and Christians with Israel in ways that are new, unique, and meaningful. Anyone's welcome to follow what we're doing at genesis123.co or on all of the social media. Mm-hmm. And October 8th, we jumped in and created an emergency campaign. I'm having a conversation with you in my car. I just packed up the last, I don't know.
I've gathered that.
100 or two.
Right.
You saw the warmers for soldiers that we're trying to get to the north where it's still cold. We've donated 1,000 winter jackets in just 7 weeks to reservists who left on October 7th and didn't have warm jackets to wear. We're working with at-risk youth. We, for about almost 4 weeks in the fall, we helped a whole community of evacuees from a community that is now still down near the Gaza border. We've been providing social welfare for soldiers, civilian security. We have a petition still online to help get the world's attention to the need, the imperative to get hostages free. And we're speaking by Zoom, so you can see my bracelet. But we've distributed thousands of these bracelets that say "Bring them home." We're trying to advocacy and in very as high impact with the highest integrity ways that we can. And May 15th, and anyone's invited to be in touch on May 15th, we're going to be having a global prayer for Israel over several hours, live by Zoom, and going to be taking place starting here in Israel and going through the western part of the Americas.
Okay. So, Jonathan, sorry, I just want to recap on that. You said the 15th of May, correct?
15th of May, correct. That's what our enemies call Nakba Day, so right. The day of their catastrophe of the establishment of the state. So we're bringing something positive to that.
Okay. And Jonathan, very quickly, you've been receiving, so I take it you're receiving support as you're going along with all these endeavors which you just outlined?
Yes, and from all over the world. And I don't know the value in Rand, but we get donations for as little as $1. Tell you, every dollar thrills me.
Well, indeed, that's why I'm asking, because it's all a collective effort, isn't it? Excuse the pun. I mean, in terms of what the objective of the Genesis 123 Foundation wants to achieve, as you've just outlined, Jonathan. We have just about run out of time. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Take care, and everything of the best in all your efforts which you've outlined in the Genesis 123 Foundation's endeavors. Jonathan Feldstein, founder of Genesis 123 Foundation. Well, there you can just go to their website, Genesis 123 Foundation, and find out more about this prayer day happening on the 15th of May. And if you want to contribute to their objectives and their initiatives, I'm sure you'll find somewhere which will give you a lead as to how to do that. Jonathan Feldstein, founder of Genesis 123 Foundation.